Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to me having my mic too close to my mouth and the Scanline Media Gimmick Awards. We're here for another category, another set of friends in the hole. The hole is depression. Hi, I'm Six Devil.
And I'm Jennifer Uncle.
And I'm the friend, Kat.
Welcome to the hole.
Hey, I'm glad to be here in the hole.
That's just depression. You're not supposed to be glad to have depression. That's not right.
You know, one day at a time.
That's, you know, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, you know what helps us get through one day at a time sometimes. Sometimes that makes things worse. But video games can help with that. And so we have another category. Of course, not all of our categories are video game related, but today we're going to be talking about the best crafting in 2019. Yeah. You know, it's fun to make things, right?
We're makers. We're movers and shakers. Actually, maker is like a specific thing. So, but, you know.
Well, it just means you make things, right?
There's like a community that's like specifically techie stuff. But in this case, I guess it's a little more general. So,
I mean, this, what's more techie than a video game?
Touche.
Jennifer, if you don't mind, I would be grateful if you would read our list.
All right. So we have a Pyramid from Dragon Quest Builders 2, Curry from Pokemon Sword and Shield, Rhodes from Death Stranding, Levels from Super Mario Maker 2, Gold Bars from Dragon Quest Builders 2, Worst Crafting Overall, Pocket Camp. I don't know why what that's doing on a best crafting list, but moving on. Missed Opportunities, My Time at Porsche. Not actually about crafting. Okay, so Yoshi's Crafted World is not actually about crafting. Good to know. Best game that's an actual craft, Nintendo Labo. Feline Aptitude Test, Super Mario Maker 2. Probably could be grouped together with levels in Super Mario Maker 2.
But listen, this list got sloppy and I embraced it.
It was because of me.
Yeah, at last two are Inverse Rocket from Kerbal Space Program and a camera from Assemble with Care.
So, this is, like, as ever, like, listen, giving awards is one thing, right? And we're here to give awards. That's good. But we're here to have conversations. And so, obviously, worst crafting overall, Pocket Camp, Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, is not going to win. It was never going to win. But we wanted to have a conversation.
I didn't understand the assignment.
We wanted to have a conversation. We wanted to talk about crafting. Talk about what... You know, Kat, it was my belief that Animal Crossing Pocket Camp was an extremely successful mobile game released by Nintendo in 2019. Generated lots of revenue and just really high engagement. I don't really know why you'd use the word
worst. Are you
worst.
Trying to hurt me?
Yes.
I love Animal Crossing so much, and it's just such a painful game. It just hurts me. So when you said crafting, and that was like the first thing I thought of, it was just very unfortunate.
What's wrong with it?
Pretty much everything is just like a grind, and it's all real money for the most part, and special currency, and it's just like, it's the opposite of how Animal Crossing should make you feel, so I have very strong feelings about that, so I guess that's why I put it on the list.
I mean, Animal Crossing always makes me feel anxious.
Really?
Yes, really.
Aww.
I played a little bit of this one, too, and I agree with Kat there. Like, the crafting is typical free-to-play style. We're going to either make you wait forever to build something as simple as a desk, or you can just give us $5 and we'll do it for you.
Yeah, it's just painful. So, I guess it's never going to win the best. I guess it's the best of the worst.
Is it?
In some ways. If we're gauging purely the best being just the worst. But
if we're just making words not mean what they mean,
you know,
who cares?
That's yeah, philosophy, no, baby.
Damn, we got a fucking college student over here. We got somebody who's been through that higher education.
Hey, I dropped out of game design school, so.
Well, you got it.
I'm a former gamer now.
Yeah, you don't play games anymore. You quit.
I quit games.
You had to hand in your controller as you left the building.
Yes.
They did something to your DNA, and now you can't. It's like how people go colorblind. When something is on a screen, you just can't see it.
It's true, but, you know, so Pocket Camp was a low, but there are many other highs, like me and Six both really like Dragon Quest Builders 2, which was on our list.
Yeah, that was a great game, and there were a lot of, you know, it's a game all about building and crafting, so it was hard to know what to pick.
It's the best of the best.
I think for me, like, part of what, like, the reason I picked Pyramid of all the designs there is because the Pyramid was the most, like, the first time I really felt like everyone else was taking the initiative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they were kind of like, hey, we think there should be a pyramid, and we're just gonna do it.
Yeah.
And you can just go do whatever, like, you've got other shit to do, we understand, we're just gonna build a pyramid, and when you come back, there'll be a pyramid. And I'm like, okay, that's sick.
Yeah. It's super fun. And then you can put whatever you want in your pyramid. I tried to make mine a hotel. It didn't go very well because turns out it takes a really long time to build stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So the hotel's still unfinished. Maybe unfinished forever. I don't know. It's basically the Luxor now. Don't stay at the Luxor.
Are you calling the Luxor unfinished?
The Luxor is the worst place I've ever stayed in my life at Evo, but that's for another podcast. Yeah, my favorite thing is also from that, which was the gold bar, which was sort of similar, but you're just making like a giant pool, like a Playboy Mansion pool or something. Mm-hmm. I mean,
wasn't that the silver bar? Was the big pool?
Is it? I think you build off of it, don't you? Right?
No, they're all separate bars. The gold bar is the big one that's like shaped like the gold.
Yeah, but it's still the pool.
The pool is the separate, they're all separate bars.
But it's all centered around the pool. Is it not? I'm pretty sure it is.
I feel like it's not. I feel like it's all fancy carpet.
Is it? I don't remember. But I liked that portion in general of building all that. I thought that was fun. It does get a little grindy, but it was good. I just like pool parties. So, I don't remember. Maybe it was the silver bar, but either way, good times, hanging out by the pool, building stuff.
One, like, not to be too snippy, but one criticism of Dragon Quest Builders 2 is, did this little town of, like, 20 people really need 3 bars?
I think so. Actually,
I guess asked and answered.
You've been to the Midwest. You know the answer.
That's true.
you know the answer to this. I'm a Midwest. I'm from the Midwest. It's just, you know, stuff's just got to go to the bar.
You know, it's hard out there, and when you're a gold mining man, and you come back, and you're like, listen, I'm not allowed to wear a shirt for some reason, and I have this weird leather mask on all the time. I just need alcohol to survive.
It's a beautiful thing. But yeah, Dragon Quest Builders 2 is fun. Sometimes it gets a little, I don't know. I don't know what my problem is with that game. I don't really have one, I guess. It just gets a little repetitive, I guess.
It gets grindy at times.
But it's good. It's like a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. So, it's pretty good.
So here's the thing, we need to decide if it actually counts. So Kerbal Space Program did not come out this year, and it has previously been on Gimmick Awards. However, it did have expansion this year, and Jen played it for the first time this year, and together we were challenged by Tolvo in chat to build a rocket where the cockpit was at the bottom and the engines were at the top.
genius.
Yeah, that was. The physics
did not like that. The physics for my theory is that basically the way it simulates the physics, its shortcut is that it assumes that the, wherever you put the cockpit is the top of the rocket, and anything above that it can simulate separately.
Hmm.
Because anything you put up there, just like it was like a mobile over a crib, just like spinning. Until it split into pieces and exploded. No matter what we did, we could not get this thing to get... Well, we got get it off the ground. We could not get it to be a active international warfare. That was basically how it always turned out. But it was a hell of a good time.
So therefore it counts, because that's all that matters.
Okay, alright. I like that. I like that thinking.
I'm down for that too, yeah.
Yeah, like... I should have followed that rule, but you know what? I already broke the list anyway, so you can also break the list.
Well, I mean, if you think of other crafts that were iconic of 2019 to you,
I don't know. I went back and watched my wife play The Witcher, and I still like that game, even though it's.
Did she make any potions?
You make the mutagens, and sometimes you gotta. Kill a succubus, and there's only two succubuses, and that's an interesting choice you have to make. And that's cool! So, I enjoyed that. But, that's a sidebar.
Shouldn't they be called, like, suck you dicks or something? Like, they're so close to, like, the name being what they do, and then they fall short at the last syllable.
You're right! Why didn't they? True. People are.
Do you want to add a mutagen or a potion to this? The night owl.
I don't even know it. I don't can't even name.
Tawny. That's a potion. There's a tawny potion.
I don't even remember.
Also, the name of my favorite bartender. Jen, do you have any dogs or other canines on this list?
So for the most part, a lot of these are things that I either they're either from games I didn't play myself, or the crafting part of it wasn't the strongest part for me. Like, I didn't really ever understand what I was doing with the curry bit. Like,
yeah, the curry
makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. There's no feedback as to what you're doing right or wrong. And I made curry dozens of times, and I never got any better at it, because I had no idea what I was supposed to do.
Yeah, it's very unclear.
It's a bad system. Yeah.
I feel like it's, like, all in the berries. Like, in the rarity, but I couldn't even tell you.
Do you want to, like, mix flavors? Do you want a bunch of one? Does it matter what meat you're pairing it with, or whatever protein, or...
I think it matters as much as how much do you want to fill the curry decks. That's like all that matters in like those.
But like, there's a rating thing where they're like, "Oh, you did really good," and I'm like, "I did the same that I did every time."
The rating is extremely arbitrary. It seems like,
and the way that they come out, like sometimes it looks like curry that you would make in a camping situation. Other times it's like. Oh, this looks like ramen noodles that I got. It looks like instant cup noodles, and I'm not sure how the game determined that. And supposedly there's a recipe book everything you find goes into, but I wasn't able to find that either.
Hmm.
Yeah, you have to talk to a specific NPC who has it. Also worth noting is I made a sweet apple curry and fed it to a flapper. Yeah, that's really fucked
up.
Well,
guess what? Guess what's coming? Slowpoke. You can feed Slowpoke its own tail soon too.
Yeah, get Tepig some pork sausage. Oh, no. It's all just grotesque. It's messed up.
It's beautiful. It's real.
It is pretty cute when you and the Pokemon take a bite at the same time and are both into it.
It is cute.
It's true. It's true. They had something there, but they didn't. They're not making top three because they fucked it up.
Yeah.
So you had a really good time making missed opportunities, is that correct, in my time at Portia?
I enjoyed my time at Portia. But
wait a minute. Why is Little Dragon Cafe not on this list? Didn't you make like some lattes or some shit?
Why
would you bring up Little Dragon Cafe?
I don't even. What did I even make? I like blacked out for that.
You know, I genuinely did get that vibe where every time you finished playing Little Dragon Cafe, you were just like, I was just in a trance for 6 hours. What happened?
You're right, though. I did craft in that game, and it was fucking horrible. And it's so broken, I couldn't even finish. I'm, like, crying. But, like, it was so, I don't know. That is also, yeah. My time at Portia and Little Dragon Cafe kind of both fall into the missed opportunities realm of, I put way too much time into it for very little reward.
There is actually something on this list I'm pretty positive about. Specifically, I'm not sure whether Cat or Six put this on here, but Camera from Assemble with Care. That's a that very good choice.
Yeah, I haven't played that.
Yeah.
Like, basically the way that that game works is it's a very low risk, low stress puzzle game. There's not really any risk to it. If you mess something up, it'll just go back, or it'll just not apply the right way. And basically, you play this repair woman traveling around the country and making a small stop at this vacation spot, and you're more or less paying your hotel bill and everything to stay there by going around and fixing things for people. So the camera is owned by the older sister of a group of two women who, the younger one is basically trying to make her cafe business work within this city, and it's not working super well. So turns out that the older sister is staying at the same hotel as you. So you end up going over to her room, and she asks you to help her fix a very fancy, very expensive camera. And while you're fixing this camera, she's constantly nitpicking the way that you're doing it, or being like, hey, careful, this is probably more expensive than anything you've ever handled before. And it's initially annoying to have her constantly doing this, but by the time you've actually fixed the camera, I think it's around this time when you figure out that she wants it fixed more or less so that she can sell it to help out with A, her bills, and B, her sister's cafe.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's a really nice, like, portrait of this character who is, like, pretentious, right? But, like, not a bad person, and kind of, like, trying to learn to set aside her attitude to help people, and it's really neat. And the way the camera ties into that is really cool.
Yeah. And they make the entire disassembly and assembly part of the camera. There's something very nice and tactile about... I was playing on an iPad, but I think 6 has an iPhone. Probably felt pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
You basically use motions to unscrew different bits, slot things in and out, and they make these nice, satisfying click sounds while you're doing it. It's a very peaceful game to play, and it's nice to hear about every character's little story, even if they're just a little girl who wants you to fix her Game Boy.
Mm-hmm. That sounds nice.
The devs of that are a bunch of strike-breaking shitlords, but it's a cool game. I am going to add a thing to the list here, actually, because I was thinking about Labo, which I'm going to want you to talk about, Kat, and I realized that, you know what came out last year was the HGUC Leo Gunpla.
What's that?
It is a figure model. It is 1/144 scale, mm-hmm, of the Grunt mobile suit from Mobile Suit Gundam Wing.
Ooh.
It's a little plastic model, and I built one last year. It came out last year, And it was fucking awesome.
That is fucking awesome.
It was
awesome.
A really cool kit, and I had a really fun time building it. And it was like, it's a really, like, it's a classic suit. I can talk all day about how much I love this. Well, I can't talk all day, actually. I lied to you. I'm sorry. But I could talk for a period of time about how much I love the Leo. And then it's a really good, because, like, there are different grades of Gunpla, and HG is, like, basically the lowest, like, it's the least complicated. But there's still, like, really good, like, detail in, like, the molding and stuff, so it still looks really good and is really satisfying to put together without being fiddly.
All right. Yeah, that's my least favorite thing about model kits is when things don't fit right.
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, it sucks. Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I unfortunately didn't get around to building my own model that came out in 2019. The Sandrock, which is also from Gundam Wing. But I imagine if I did, I probably would have put it on the list as well. But Six's inclusion of Gunpla here is good. Like, I did manage to build my very first Gunpla last year, and it was a lot of fun. Like, all it mostly is using a clipper to... Well, snipper to get the bits out of the plastic casing that it's in and snap it together. And there are some tiny, tiny stickers that you have to put on using your fingers, and that made me nervous. But overall, it was a pleasant experience, and I should really get around to building the other two models I have in my closet right now.
And you can also just skip the stickers if you want, and probably no one will call you out. If you just think they suck, which sometimes they just suck, you can just not.
That's a pretty good idea, yeah.
Yeah, those little stickers are unforgiving sometimes.
But am I right in saying we should cut Yoshi's Crafted World for literally not qualifying for this list?
It's crafted!
Yeah, but it's not a thing that you crafted.
Mm-hmm. I guess. I guess you made those eggs, right? I guess.
You throw around.
You make those eggs.
You unraveled the fabric of another living being and turned it into things that you shit at people.
I mean,
that's cool.
Yeah, you're right. If I'm being real, the thing I crafted is not a video game thing, I guess. But I don't know. I guess, does it have to be video game related?
No. What did you craft?
I'm trying to get better at drawing, so that's cool. I did make some video games when I was in school, so I crafted that. But they're all, like, pretty busted. So, you know, making games is hard.
Hard, you know?
Don't forget. But yeah, we should probably cut Yoshi's.
Okay. Well, can you tell me about Labo? I didn't even play it.
I just feel like it deserves a place because it's definitely... I think it's... honestly, games need weird stuff like that, even if it's not for me, so I'm going to stan it.
Jen, did you get your Lab on, Jen?
I did not get a Nintendo Labo, mostly because... This 2019 was also the year that I realized I don't have much space in my apartment right now. Word. And hopefully that changes over time when I get a raise and maybe girlfriend gets a raise and we can work on that together. But yeah, studio apartment. My space doesn't fit the VR headset I already have in it as is. So it's one of those situations where it's like I'm thinking more and more about how, if I'm getting media, maybe I should get it digitally when I can. And if not that, then maybe hold off on the big peripherals for now.
Yeah.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Okay. I think we can leave it on the list. If we need a number three, it would make a good number three, because I do appreciate what it did.
Yeah.
Feline Aptitude Test is the specific name of a level that I made. I think what I should do instead is I should say Mario 3D World levels, which were my favorite levels to make in Super Mario Maker.
Yeah, Mario 3D World is one of my favorite styles of Mario ever. Like, and not just because it has a cute cat suit that you can wear and the characters meow and stuff like that, but that's pretty good too. But yeah, everything from the music to the look is so pitch perfect that it fills me with happiness every time I'm playing a Mario 3D level, unless it's designed by a total asshole, in which case...
And they just have a really fun, like, set of moves. Like, you know, obviously there's like, oh, it's cute, you're a cat, but it's like the moves you have access to as a cat. I mean, it's the reason I did several levels focused on, okay, you've got a cat suit, here's what the cat suit can do. Because it's like, oh, you can climb up walls and you can do this like claw dive, and there's so many cool things you can do with that power up. It's one of the most fun power ups in Mario.
It's precious. And it's great. I played that level and it was fun.
Oh, thank you.
It's fun.
I should make another one. You should. Because they've got the turbo pads now, and now I can do some, like, turbo cat.
Ow.
Maybe I should... Oh, you know, I should do music notes and do keyboard cat.
That would be cute.
That would be cute. Yeah, also probably annoying, because music blocks are the fucking worst. All right.
Dark Horse nominee. Just everything I ever do in Stardew, probably.
If you have a specific thing, I'd be happy to.
Okay, nope, nothing.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
I'll stick with my Dragon Quest builders.
Of the two, do you want Gold Bar or do you want Pyramid? Which would you pick?
I don't know. I think I'll stick with Gold Bar.
Yeah, I mean, there is a level of uninvolvement to the pyramid, which is like appealing, but also it doesn't feel like you own it as much, you
know? My pyramid's pretty sick, but it's kind of busted, so
But also it was provided for you by taxpayers.
Yeah, I put some...
You're a parasite.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just like the bourgeoisie. I'm like, I'm living in my castle over here, like no one on my island has like rooms or anything. I'm just like,
did you hear the builder actually got like $6,000 back this year instead of paying taxes?
Can you imagine? I'm the builder, so whatever. Sorry, everybody. This is my castle.
It was all arranged by your little devil friend.
I need this cup. What is the little... I'm not that good at Dragon Quest. What's the little tiger name? I don't remember. Whatever. All me and my pets gotta live here. Me and my cub.
Slime.
Me and my slime cub gotta live here now. Sorry. So.
Can we cut levels in Super Mario Maker? Because that's just... Because we have the 3D world levels, which I think we like the best. And also, that's just the entire game. That's just so general.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I also made Mario 3D world levels, so that's more specific to what I did anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the inverse rocket has gotten its time. It was a good moment.
It was.
But we can cut it.
It was fun. Yeah.
I love the Leo. Theoretically, we're here to talk about video games. I'll cut that. So now we are down to the roads from Death Stranding, Gold Bar from Dragon Quest Builders 2, Labo, 3D world levels from Mario Maker 2, and the camera from Assemble with Care.
Should we talk about roads, since that's the one thing we haven't talked about yet?
Yeah.
Sure.
I have not played the Kojima Grand Auteur masterpiece, so...
So Dusty Rhodes is a American professional wrestler.
Sorry.
I mean, it was a joke. I'm not going to be upset that you laughed. This is like one of the two things the game does is you build roads, and then it's like, okay, that felt pretty good. That was a decent animation. And then you just get nonstop notifications about how people used your road and they appreciate you. And you're like, oh, they appreciate me. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to make this delivery. And then a lady comes in and talks about how she's fragile, but she's not that fragile. And you're like, oh, wait, I hate this game.
I mean, it looks like it does... I haven't played it, so I... it looks like it does cool stuff. So I think in that it's probably good that the game exists and people like it. I don't know.
I mean, it made it into our top five. I think that's as far as it gets, though, because... listen, Kojima, if you could shut your fucking mouth, it would have done better.
But then would it be Kojima? I don't know.
It's, you know, I don't need it to be. That's the thing, is it's like, well, wouldn't really a real Kojima work? And I'm like, that's fine. If he just wants to fuck off and make fucking shitty Marvel movies or something, I'm fine. Let his team free.
Kojima.
They make
cool,
they simulate what would happen if you like took a you just took a step down a hill and then you slipped and you fell and your baby was mad at you. And I'm like, hell yeah.
Also, Six is gonna hate me for this, but I only built a road during the tutorial part where it required you to build a road.
Jen, the thing is, I let go long ago when I found out you were one of the people in Nier Automata who fucked everyone over so you could get more achievements. And I was like, oh, okay. Jen is a sociopath. I will make my peace with this.
Wait, the not doing your save file thing?
Right.
I did that too.
Oh, cool.
I'm
great.
Not a sociopath.
Love my friends. You just don't give a shit about other people. No, I get
it's
it.
It's because
that's
I didn't...
Fine.
You know.
I did things for people in Death Stranding. Like, I set up ladders.
You set... Yeah, ladders! Oh, wow. Yeah, that wasn't just for you that you happened to leave behind.
I went out of my way to set up slingshot potentials where there weren't already. And, yes, it was partially so I could get somewhere faster, but also it was in a convenient spot for
But sometimes
else.
People accidentally benefited from my selfishness. I hear you. And I appreciate it.
You know what, Six? We're not all perfect. Some of us want to keep our save data, okay?
Well, I am perfect, okay?
Well, I don't have my save data anymore because my PS4 is broken.
You know what? You actually took the noblest route, which is like, no, I don't need glory. I'm not going to help anyone. I'm just going to screw myself over. The
Rip.
Truest self-destructive queer.
Hey, guess what?
We need to cut one. We got Gold Bar, we got Labo, we got 3D World, we got Camera. Should we cut Labo? Because none of us actually did it.
Wait, no one here did it?
No. I just thought it was cool.
Listen, you know, I like Labo as a thing. I'm glad Labo exists. I don't want it. And if you gave it to me, I would sell it. But...
Yeah, no one has any space for it. That's the thing.
Well, and also, it just doesn't seem, like, honestly, like, it seems, like, cool, but it also seems like all the stuff you actually do with it isn't very good. You could stare up a duck's asshole, but that's not,
I just feel like they need to make it more, like, open source, and then it could be really cool, but.
What if you could custom build a controller for Smash out of Labo?
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
Nintendo does have that weird video up where they made a Toad pedal, and Toad makes increasingly happy noises as you step on him.
Beautiful.
As you step on his dick, yes. Listen, it's not subtle.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
Toad.
And the fact that it's Toad is just too perfect. Anyone else would be like, oh, okay, they didn't think this through. But with Toad, you're like, no, okay, he's absolutely a pervert. It's just true. Okay, well, our top three appear to be the Gold Bar from Dragon Quest Builders 2, Mario 3D World levels from Super Mario Maker 2, and the camera from Assemble with Care. Now we need a 1, 2, 3. We need an order.
I think this is difficult because we all didn't play the same ones.
I played everything.
Oh, you played everything.
I played all of these.
I think Mario 3D World deserves at least the second or first spot.
I think that one actually should get first, because maybe that's the one we all played, actually.
Yeah, I think the thing about Dragon Quest Builders 2, and I think this will, it'll get its propers in other categories, there is no one creation, right?
Yeah, it's...
It's a whole experience. If there was one creation, it'd be the friendship you made with Malroth.
Oh my god, you're right. That is, like, that relationship was, like, pretty emotional, I'm not gonna lie.
It's really good. What a good character. Maybe he's in Best New Character. Who could say? And maybe people can guest on multiple categories if they want to. God only knows.
No one knows.
But yeah, I think we do 3D world levels as one, gold bar as two, camera as three.
Yeah.
That works.
All right. Well, there you have your winners, your top three here for the best crafting in 2019.
Hooray.
2020, we have Cook Serve Delicious coming out in a week and a half, so everybody else, you're on fucking notice.
Hey, guess what, though? There's what? Another big boy coming into the ring, and its name is Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Here's the thing about Animal Crossing, right? Is it's like, here, go to this quiet town where it's okay. You can just take your time and relax. And I'm like, I would love to relax. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I go talk
to my neighbors, and they're like, it's so good to see you. It's too bad that our town looks like shit. I'm like, wait. And like, oh, no, I was just commenting on the lovely weather and the fact that you're not weeding enough, you fucking asshole. And I'm like, what? And it's like, this is weirdly passive-aggressive, and I don't like it.
I love it so much.
Not to mention, you have to keep track of a real time. Well, I guess in that regard, Animal Crossing was a pioneer in terms of having real-world days you have to log into in order to get to special events, get special clothing.
I remember I played Animal Crossing on my friend's GameCube, 'cause I was a crazy person who bought games for consoles I didn't have. Anyway... so I played a bunch of Animal Crossing on their GameCube, and then I moved away, and I couldn't, you know, I still had my save, and I still had my game, but I didn't have the console, so it was like a year, and then I got a GameCube, and I was like, I can go back to Animal Crossing Town, and I loaded it up and was like, where the fuck have you been? I was like, ah, and I turned it off.
It's been 159 weeks.
Everyone died! It's your fault!
Oh, no!
That just makes me so anxious. I can't do it. I'll try again. I always try again.
They added,
but it's gonna happen again.
They did add new things in the new games where it doesn't do that anymore. Like the town beautification project and stuff. So Animal Crossing has evolved. She's come a long way. I'm a proud parent. She's beautiful.
Wow.
But I'm really excited for it. And the new one has a lot of crafting elements. It looks like we'll see how that pans out. You know what I mean? But I'm hopeful. I'm going to, you know, try it. And I'm not trying to spread toxic positivity, but I'm trying to stay positive.
And just one last note on this list. You will note that despite the heavy use of crafting systems, there are no MMOs on this list. Fucking up your goddamn game.
I thought about it. I thought about Final Fit or FF14 or whatever.
I thought about having to fucking scour the marketplace for like six different components and then pressing 1-5 times. It was really so fucking thrilling.
I love that.
And then I had like a fucking apron that was like 60 levels too low, and so I fucking threw it away anyway. Oh, MMO crafting.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. We hope for a better day.
We really do. Kat?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on. Would you like to plug anything?
I'm going to start Twitch streaming soon, so maybe just stay tuned for that if I'm on another one. But, yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. If you have any feedback about this list, you could either shut up, or you could go to @6detmar on Twitter. My DMs are open for all your nasty venting needs. Except for don't be horny in there. Don't do it. You should go to scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia if you want to check out some more cool shit for your time. You know, podcasts and articles and all sorts of jazz.
Hooray.
Jen, what about you?
Yeah, I'm @JBU3 on Twitter. Most of my stuff is on scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia. We have a visual novel podcast called Novel Not New that is going to be back up and running very, very soon. And you can check that out at readinggames.online. And I think that's about it for me.
All right. Well, until next time, folks. Peace out.
Bye.
See ya.